Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we talk about many ways that blind and partially sighted people can get involved in the work the RNIB does to make a more inclusive society. One way is through the RNIB's Customer Involvement Advisory Group. I'm now joined by Dave Aldwinkle, RNIB's Head of Innovations and Customer Voice, to find out a bit more about the group. Hello, Dave, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, Dave, could you just outline what the Customer Involvement Advisory Group is all about and how it sort of first set up?
Sure. I guess for the last 5 or 6 years, we've had a group in one form or another that is made up of a group of blind and partially sighted people from around the UK with a sort of remit to work alongside middle senior management within RNIB in developing our various sort of offers to customers in terms of our services or in terms of the campaigning work we do, or actually just in the way that the organization works and listens to people. As the organization has gone through a series of changes in that period, that group has evolved too. So now we have the Customer Involvement Advisory Group, which was initially set up maybe about a year or so ago, maybe a little bit earlier, with a remit to oversee and direct and advise us on the best ways to get more people involved in our work, which led to some good developments in the organization in terms of establishing Connect Voices and getting changes made on the way we work internally to make it a lot easier and simpler for people who deliver our services and manage and run and design our services to get the voice of the people who they're there for into that sort of design thinking and to help improve kind of what we do and make it more effective. Where it has sort of stepped to now, I guess, is that it's starting to take a wider view, and as the organization again kind of changes a little bit more and we join up our thinking in a number of areas, this group is now playing a much more pivotal role in helping us understand what we're learning about life with it and no sight from the wide range of work we do in terms of research or listening to our customers, surveys we do. All of this brings in a lot of information and really, really fascinating, useful information that is really deepening our understanding of the lives of the people we're trying to help. And the role of the group now has kind of evolved to support us with that and to help us get the most out of the work that we're doing, provide a bit of insight from people who live every day with little or no sight, and help us really shape our thinking around what we need to do in response in the short, medium and long term to what we're learning.
And I believe you have constitutional members on the group as well. What is the role of them in the group and how do they get involved and what do they do as members?
Well, the constitutional members was a group that was set up last year, which had a very specific role, is we had some work to do around just bringing our constitution and the kind of the legalities of the organization into the 21st century, I guess. And they played a really important part in shaping what our sort of articles of charity, I guess, our founding kind of documents now say. Some of those constitutional members have then gone on to join the Customer Involvement Advisory Group and again bring that sort of lived experience and the perspective of people who live with sight loss into the really quite significant and important parts of how the organization is run and just the way we operate, and being a modern charity that is entirely focused on helping blind and partially sighted people and making sure everything that we do is pointed towards that end.
And I believe the group gets involved in campaigning and other things as well. What have they been up to over the last sort of 3 months?
Well, with the way that they have been working, what the work that they do helps shape our thinking, and then say a campaign or some policy work or service changes may follow from that work. So I guess a few examples of the work that people have done or the group has been focusing on. We're just about to publish our revised strategy and business plan for the coming years. The group were directly involved in looking at all of our insight around what we understand as the most important issues for people for us to address. For example, the group were very strongly of the view that we need to focus much more heavily on helping more people to benefit from the advances in digital technology and in being able to access, control information, you know, independently, and that being a sort of springboard into a great deal of other benefits. And so the result of that piece of work and their involvement was that that's becoming more of a central pillar of our strategy. More recently, they've been looking with us at the results of what we call our Voice of a Customer Tracker Survey, which is a regular call-out survey to, you know, more than 400 people every 2 or 3 months to understand what's going on day-to-day in their lives. And that informs things like our fundraising campaigning that most recently has directly impacted the way we've been engaging government on all things to do with coronavirus and the pandemic, and trying to get things like accessible information out to people, trying to make sure that the needs of blind and partially sighted people are taken into account in things like the way that the track and trace system was being rolled out or designed, you know, coronavirus testing. All of that has been influenced by the survey work we're doing, supplemented by the advisory group's perspective on what we were learning and what we were hearing. So I think the aim for the group is really to be helping us understand issues, helping us get our heads around it properly, and properly taking into account the views and the experiences of people who live with sight loss. And that really informs a really wide range of what we do. And it's just a really, really very important part of our process for working out how best we can serve the blind and partially sighted population.
Dave, if people are interested in getting involved in the Customer Involvement Advisory Group, how can they get involved?
Well, the group is made up of a number of people from around the country, from all four nations. We sort of do control people coming in and out. So at the moment, there is the application process for them. It isn't open, but we will be recruiting to it very soon, I would expect. So the best way people can get involved in that is via our wider involvement network, which is Connect Voices. And you can find that by just going to our website and looking for the Connect Voices section, or searching us out on Facebook under RNIB Connect Voices. Additionally, if I mentioned there was a regular tracker survey, if you call our helpline and ask to be put on the survey list, we'll get you involved. So your day-to-day experiences can directly influence us. And there's also locally, I'd say, go through the Facebook groups to reach the local action groups, which are a network of groups of blind and partially sighted people who get involved with kind of local campaigning and local developments. But that is all connected into this kind of central involvement network. And by getting involved in all of those things, you'll also hear about all the other opportunities, including how to become a member of the Customer Involvement Advisory Group.
Well, thank you, Dave Ordwinkle, RNIB Head of Innovation and Customer Voice, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for talking to me, Toby.